Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. Apparently, some of y'all just sick of me, man. Some of y'all sick of me always preaching and talking about health and drinking water. And man, don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to be preached to. Don't know. Man, shut up. How about that? How about shutting the hell up? You know what I'm saying? You're going to take this, man. You're going to take it, and you're going to like it, and you're going to drink your water. That's all I want you to do. All I want you to do is drink your water and go get checkups. That's all I'm asking. I'm not out here telling you what religion to follow. I'm not out here telling you what to eat. But I'm telling you what to drink, and that's water. That's all I'm doing. Drink water. Go to the doctor regularly. Apparently, this is too much for some of y'all. Because, man, Tony always preaches. My sermons are simple. Drink water. Go get checked out. I'm sorry if that's too much for y'all to take. I'm sorry you can't handle it. But if that's too much for you, you're soft. You're big soft. You should be doing this anyway. I don't be telling you. And a lot of people think I be judging y'all diet. I don't. Y'all be like, Tony be judgy about what we be eating. Listen, the only time I get judgy with what you be eating is because if you trying to lose weight or you trying to get your health together, I'll be like, yo, the fried food ain't helping. No, man, Tony always judges somebody. He always looking down. I'm just saying the fried food ain't helping. No, man, you think you better than us out here, man. No, I'm just saying. For the goal you just set for yourself, you said you wanted to lose weight and you're trying to be more health conscious. I'm just saying, you know, the stuff you be eating on the day to day might not get you where you want to be. Nah, man, judgment. And I'm like, you know what? Just forget it. I'm going to just keep my mouth shut. How about that? I know it's a podcast and you're here to listen to me talk. I'm going to just keep my mouth shut. Cause y'all a little too soft. Y'all a little too soft for me, man. And I'm not good with softness. I'm not. I'm gonna be honest. That's one of my flaws. That's one of the things I need to work on. I'm not good with softness and walking on eggshells because of people's insecurities and just stuff like, as a whole. Maybe individually I could, but I'm kind of abrasive. And I need to work on that. I'm tough love McGee, and sometimes my tough love is just raggedy as hell, and I apologize for that. But it be coming from a good place. It's just rough around the edges. It's rugged. I'm sorry I'm not as soft as y'all want me to be. I just be coming in hard with the message, and, you know, apparently my face, I found out from Sabrina the other day, maybe I got resting, I'm not feeling what you doing, face. And I apologize. I'm not meaning to. But, you know, it be coming from a good place. I want you to win. I want you to succeed. I want you to make better choices. I want you to attain the goals that you set out to achieve. I want you to get that. And so I'll be rough with it. I'll be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Do that. Well, you got to quit doing this. Why are you always doing it? When I tell people, why are you always doing this? They get offended. They get in their feelings. Why are you always? And then I guess it's that tone right there. I guess that's the tone right there. Why are you always? I'm offended, man. Tony is just, he rough. And I apologize. I apologize, y'all. The other day, last week, there was no verbal cardio last week, but I was talking about food stamps, right? And you know how they're talking about, they're trying to get something together where you can't buy junk food with the food stamps. And I was like, yo, I kind of rock with this. Like, I feel like, you know, you should get junk food on your own time. People was highly offended by what I said. And talking about I'm coming from a privileged place. Now, mind you, I talked to my friend Danny and she was just like, well, what you said is not really moving the needle forward in terms of the conversation, which she was absolutely correct. But my POV from where I was speaking from is a place of experience, not privilege. And the difference between somebody, to me, somebody is privileged if they've never experienced what somebody else is going through. They've never walked in any shoes. They've never experienced that. So when people say white privilege, we mean you never had to experience the stuff that black people have to experience, you know, or just any type of privilege. Like if you're rich, you don't know what it's like to be poor. Like if you've never been poor, then you got that privilege of like, you know, wealth that not everybody has. Now me, I'm speaking from a place of coming out of it. Like we had food stamps growing up. I've been there, you know. Cream corn sandwiches, even though that was later on, but cream corn sandwiches, commodities from the government. You know what I mean? And so I grew up in a food stamp environment. So I'm not just sitting here talking about stuff I've never experienced. Now, just because I made it out and was able to, you know, make a living for myself to where I'm more financially, you know, well off, that doesn't negate my experience in the poor realm. It doesn't negate that. So what you do is you diminish people's experiences just because they made it out. They made a way for themselves or, you know, they came up. And now you're like, man, you don't know what it's like. I do know what it's like because I was there. I just came out of that. And so people have a right to speak on the life they've lived through their experiences. So don't just be writing me off because I finally got my finances together in my 40s, goddammit. Shit, I struggled for a long time. I struggled in life financially way more than I've been okay. So I ain't trying to hear that privilege bullshit. But what I was saying was, and what I was meaning was, growing up in the 80s, a lot of junk food was purchased. A lot of junk food was in the house. We came up on the junk food. We came up on the junk food. We eating Nihilators. We eating Laffy Taffys. We eating, you know, Lemon Heads, Mr. Melons, Jawbreakers. We just buying the candies. We getting all these Kool-Aids and the Flavor-Aids and the fruit juices, the Hawaiian Punch, all up in the refrigerator. We drinking Kool-Aid with dinner. And y'all know that scene in House Party where they just pouring the sugar up in there. He just pouring it in. Pouring it. That when I made Kool-Aid, sugar was the headliner. Sugar had top billing when I made the Kool-Aid. It was sugar featuring Kool-Aid when I made it. And so we was drinking that with dinner, just pure sugar to the veins. And we know now that sugar is damaging. We know that now. You can deny it. You can sit here and make your little excuses. You can be like, yeah, no, sugar is tearing us up. It's tearing our booty holes open. But we grew up on the filth. We grew up on the junk food. We eating cheesy snacks. We eating chips. We eating this on a daily basis. In our developmental years, where we're growing. This is what we're eating and drinking. Full juices. So much so that drinking water for people seemed alien. Ugh, you just drinking water? Ugh, man. Where's the sweet drinks? And people don't realize you get hooked on that shit. And this is the stuff we're buying with the government funds. So it's like, yeah, let's destroy ourselves with the government funds. So now it could be like, all right, if you want the junk food, if you want the filth, you got to get it on your own time. And then people just like, don't tell people what to buy. They got a right to eat what they want to eat. Here's the vicious cycle. Here's the vicious cycle, y'all. Bear with me here. The vicious cycle is this. You can buy what you want. You can make the choices that you want to make. You can eat what you want. You can do what you want to do and live in color. But those choices that you make, which you have every right to make, because this is a free country, right? You can eat what you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. But those come with ramifications and conditions. If you continually eat horrible food, you're going to end up sick. Your body is going to break down. It's going to fold up. You're going to be going through a lot of shit. And then now you're in the medical realm. Now you're going to the doctor. Now you're in the hospital. Now you're having strokes. Now you need assistance. Now you're in wheelchairs. Now you need surgery. Now you this and that. So now you're coming into a different field. Now it's going to cost you mad money. Mad money. It's all linked. It's all linked. I know it's good. I know you having a good time. I know there's anomalies out there where you're like, well, my grandmother smoked 6 packs a day. She lived till she was 94. My grandfather, all he ate was steak, and he lived to 117. You're always going to get anomalies. But the reality is, for the majority, these things have side effects on the human body. When you smoke cigarettes, that increases your cancer risk tenfold. Yeah, there's going to be some people that's going to survive on cigarettes, sure. But how rare is that? People always love to dig up an example. They just dig up an example out of nowhere. It's always somebody related to you. This is turning into like an urban legend. My aunt is 117 and she smokes cigarettes for dinner. She has a bowl of Marlboro stuffings for breakfast every morning. And she's 127. Like, shut. Stop. Stop the cap. Always, whenever you talk about some health, somebody always got an example of somebody just like, well, my dad survived on Velveeta cheese and Parliament kernels. That's all he ate, man. He's 119. Shut up. Shut the hell up, man. We get it. So just do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. But we know that the American food industry, the FDA, ain't about shit. And we know that the stuff on shelves in grocery stores is full of bullshit. It's full of chemicals. It's full of dyes. All that stuff. And they going to keep it on the shelf. That's what we really need to strike. Because y'all just going to keep buying whatever's on the shelf. You just going to keep buying it. It's on the shelf. I'm going to just get it. And then, you know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people were offended because about the food desert situation. And there are food deserts out there. And here's where my privilege kicks in. I was privileged to be speaking from an urban vantage point. I grew up in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know about the rural implications of food stamps in the country. Like, you live out in the country. I don't know what you have access to. So I'm privileged from that POV. Like, I don't know what it's like to live in the country, in the South, and you got limited access to good grocery stores. My experience is a city one. Well, we do have more options. But even still, even from that perspective, people were still just like, man. And we were surrounded by the filth. And this was the 80s. I didn't know about nutrition when I was growing up. I didn't know about calories, saturated fat, grams of sugar per serving. I didn't know about none of that. I didn't know. You know, I wasn't privy to it. But now I feel like we have more information now. You know what I'm saying? Even poor people got cell phones. They got social media. And you got the internet. You got Google, whatever. And I feel like now we're more informed, for the most part. You should be. You're more informed about food and nutrition. It's all over the place. It's everywhere. About the things you eat and what's harmful to you and how the body works now. I feel like it's just more out there now. And so growing up in the 80s, we didn't have this knowledge. We didn't have, you know, knowledge at our fingertips, but now we do. And so you gotta take the next step to make the best choices you can with the scraps you were given. So like, if you only got one grocery store in your community, you can go in that grocery store, and it don't have to be Whole Foods. Not everything has to be Whole Foods. But within a regular grocery store, you can make the best choices available to you within that store. You know? And so I feel like if you really want to make the change, you can do the work. I was talking to somebody in my DMs. They were like, man, I'm offended, man. Just let me have my chips. It's hard out here. I was like, well, if you want to have chips, get the baked potato chips. And she's like, ugh, they nasty. I was just like, I mean, they're not nasty to me, but it is a different taste. But they're also not drenched in all that oil and stuff like that. So, but people just be like, nah, man, I wanna stay on the field. I'm just like, all right, man. Basically, a lot of people want to stay on the field. Because when you really want to make a change, you do it. When you really, with every fiber of your being, when you want to make a change for real, you find ways to do it. When you really want to do something, you will find a way to do it. I've seen it too many times in too many different circumstances. When people want to do something, they will find a way. Even people in prison find a way to do some shit within prison. They are finding a way to get some shit, to get access to stuff in prison. So with us outside being free and having all access to cars and transportation, even walking, taking the bus, whatever, you can find a way to make better choices for yourself and your family in terms of the foods that you're exposed to. But you know, but let me stop. Let me just shut the hell up because y'all saw. Let me just shut the hell up. Because a lot of people just don't, y'all just want to marinate in them excuses. And I'm not an excuse guy. I'm not an excuse guy, but let me pay this. Oh, anyway, let me cut the IG live off. Got to cut the IG live off. I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all in here having a good time. If you want to continue seeing the Verbal Cardio live, join my Patreon, man. Get in on it. Get in on it. You know what I'm saying? Join us. Because the Patreon want me to cut the feed. Y'all in here freeloading. And they don't want y'all freeloading. So I'm cutting it right now, y'all. I appreciate that, y'all. So join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Click that pay tab. If not, then I'll holler at y'all. Okay. In that now. Boom, pow. Now it's just us. Let me do this ad. Let me pay this bill. All right, y'all. So, when it comes to underwear, man, we out here on the day-to-day with the underwear on. Now, I know some of y'all don't wear drawers. Some of y'all out here just out here no drawers, just out here free willy, if you will. But for me, I always got some drawers. I always got some panties on. That's a guarantee about me, man. I got my panties on. I would feel incomplete if I was just out here, just raw, underneath the pants. Ah, man, you know what I'm saying? But what is some of your complaints about your underwear? You know what I'm saying? What is it? Is it comfort, fit, shopping for it, trial and error, or guesswork in general? Finding the right pair of underwear is very crucial. And it's all about how the underwear make you feel. You know what I mean? And Skims, some good underwear, man. I found out Skims are comfortable. I feel supported. I feel like these underwear care about me and my packaging. Not to be all, you know what I'm saying, TMI. But you know, I'm a boxer briefs guy. I'm boxer brief McGee. You know, sometimes they come a little too far down on the leg, but sometimes if the leg is too short, then I got other issues going. It just depends. It just depends. I just had to get my feet together in terms of the length of my underwear, if that makes any sense at all. But I'm a fan of probably the 3-inch boxer brief. You know what I'm saying? That way I got a little something on the leg, but also it's not too long on the leg. Because I don't want it to turn into another pair of shorts. You feel me? So, you know, I'm sure all my fellow dads out there can relate, you know, but our underwear haven't had a good update in quite some time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always partial to something simple and classic when it came to my underwear, so I was never sure what I was doing when it was time to replace my old pair with something new. But then, you know, once I tried the Skims boxer briefs, it's everything I loved about, you know, the classic fit. Now I've been away from the tighty whities for decades, but I just like that little snug, tight fit. I feel like my stuff is, you know, together and contained. So I like that. A little lightweight. The fabric is cool. And I'm very particular with my fabrics because I think my skin reacts to certain fabrics. And, you know, I can't be having that. But if you want some good draws that feel good, that give you that support, that feeling that you need, hit Skims up, man. Shop Skims Men's at skims.com and Skims stores, okay? And let them know I sent you, man. Let them know. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select verbal cardio in the drop-down menu that follows, man. Skims is the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and USA basketball, okay? You know what I'm talking about, you feel me? Now, I want y'all to shop Skims at www.com/verbal, you know what I'm saying? But that hashtag Skims partner, man, put that up in there, man. Go on, get you some Skims, man. Skim it up. Skim off the top. Skim, skimmy. Big Skims. You know what I'm talking about, you feel me? Skim it up. I like that, man. Shop Skims Men at skims.com. Get up in that, man. Join me in these draw streets. Join me. I want to talk about when you're dealing with people on the dating tip or the we hooking up tip or the attraction tip or whatever tips in that realm. All right, tip drills, if you will. Now, here's where you lose the organic flow. A lot of people don't want to move organically when it comes to dating and, you know, all that other stuff, right? You're attracted to somebody, the attraction is mutual, and then, you know, there's an initial vibe, there's an initial flow, but then it becomes, all right, I want this. And the other person is like, well, I want this. Now, sometimes you align. Sometimes you be like, I want this. I want this. And then boom, they align. Sometimes they do not align. Well, I'm looking for this. Well, I'm looking for this. And then, you know, you can either agree to disagree and, you know, go on about your separate ways, or you hang in there. Now, when you're hanging in there, that initial organic vibe can be thrown off because you stop moving organically because now you're in your head. Now you're in your head and you just, you know, now stuff starts to be processed. Whenever you find yourself saying this, I'm not going to hit so-and-so today. I'm not going to hit them up. I'm going to let them hit me up first. You're no longer moving organically. You're done. You've tainted the organic waters from just that thought, just from you acting like, you know what, let me fall back, let me not hit them up as much, let me not talk as much, let me just hit them when they hit me. Now we're no longer moving organically. Now you're in your head. Now you're overthinking. Now you're doing this. Now you're strategizing. Now it's like the game board is out. Yeah, I wanna reach out to them, but I'm gonna purposely not reach out because I'm gonna let them reach out first. Now we playing. Now we playing Monopoly. It's tainted now. The organic flow is done. It's no longer organic now. Cause you're sitting there, you're thinking and strategizing now. And then I feel like that taints the whole vibe. And then you could be like, well, it shouldn't have to be. Well, what led up to that point? It doesn't matter what led up to it. It's where you are now. And now you're no longer organic. You're manipulating every move. The flow has changed to strategy. And once you're in strategy realm, then it's just a game of risk. So it's hard to be in that realm, in that space, and keep it truly organic. Because some people are going to feel away, and then, you know, they're going to start moving accordingly. Well, shoot. I always got to reach out first. I'm going to just fall back. But that's just some stuff I've noticed in my travels out here in these talking and flirty streets, is that a lot of time that pops up where people are like, I'm gonna make the conscious decision not to reach out, not to talk to you, not to do this, not to do that, because I feel like I'm doing too much. So let me just do this. Like, all right. You know, and we do what we got to do. But the organic flow is dead. It's dead. It's gone. It's buried. Cue the obituary up, man. Here lies the organic flow. Born March 2023, died April 2024. Organic flow is done. It's Dunskies. It's out of here, man. Gone. Because we're trying to get some control up in there. That's what's happening. That's what's going down. But anyway, let me do another ad. I'm gonna do another ad right on the heels of the last one. Paying bills out here, man. Paying bills. Paying them good bills, man. Now, I talk about nutrition a lot on this podcast. I talk about nutrition all the time. And y'all be tired of it. Some of y'all be tired of it. Some of y'all get it. But regardless, we got to eat. Whether we eating the filth or whether we trying to, you know, pay attention to what we eat, we eating regardless. All right. So are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has made chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you can't beat. Now, the convenience is key. That's a major key. Because convenience, like if you out here on the go, you ripping and running, you doing errands, you going to work, you doing what you got to do, and then you were like, man, I still got to cook tonight. When you take that off the table, when you take that thought pressure off the table to where you know what meal is waiting for you when you get home, you just pop that mug in the microwave or whatever, that takes a lot of stress off your brain, man. Knowing, oh, my meal is already squared away. I ain't got to think about what I'm going to cook. I ain't got to run to the store to get the ingredients. I ain't got to be like, oh, man, what do I got a taste for? It's already done. It's already done. You're already in. Just that alone. And if you're trying to watch what you eat, they're going to do that for you. You get the calorie smart joints. Boom. Now you're watching your calorie. You ain't got the calorie bombs going. You got portion control now. It's a triple, quadruple whammy out here when you get the Factor's meals, man. So many benefits, man. So eat smart with Factor, man. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box, man. You can't be 50% off. That's half off. Half off is always a good time. Half off is always a good. Imagine half off your rent. You're going to rejoice. Your mortgage. Whatever your mortgage and rent. Somebody's like, yo, man, this month, half off. You're going to be like, man, what's that you said? Half off. Half off. You're going to rejoice. You're going to slap somebody. You're going to be doing cartwheels in the driveway. That half off is going to be crucial. It's going to be big musical. Remember at the end of The Wiz, and they'd be like, can you feel a brand new day? It's going to be that. Just from half off. Can you feel a brand new day? Half off your car payment. Half off your internet bill. Half off your doctor bill. You're going to be like, brand new day. Everybody look around. You're going to be jamming. You're going to be swinging and twirling. You're going to be spinning. It's going to be a glorious time. A glorious time. Anyway, man, I want to give a shout out to the patron saints. S. Moni, Crunchy Apple, Miranda Cummings, Chris McNeil, Dominique, 2 Jesse, Zane, Cutie, Tori T, Mikey McZochi, you know what I'm saying? Kristen R., Jelsey, Jermaine Halgrove, Alice, Sherry Tucker, Randomly CJ, QDB, Shift Gibbs, Erica Mitchell. I want to give a shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for being in here. Zakia, Erica Wilson up in here. Erica Wilson from Full Moon Organizing is taking point in helping me move. I finally move in that house this weekend. And she is taking point. She is the point guard of the move. She gonna hold it down. So this will be my first move ever where I'm hiring a moving company and they do it all. The one-stop shop movers. I've never done this before. I don't know what to expect. I don't feel prepared. I feel like, should I be doing something? Because I'm used to doing the moves on my own. You know what I mean? Like, you know, not on your own, but just like me, whoever I live with, family members, and whatever friends I can scrounge up. But now, you know, I'm hiring the full service moving people with the organizer and the strategizer because I don't want to do nothing this time. I don't want to do nothing this time. I just don't. I just want to pay people to do it and then it's done. But at the same time, my mind can't rest. I'm still stressed. I'm still like, what do I need to do? What do I need to grab? What do I need to put in stuff? You know, I feel like I haven't done enough. And then I go to Miami this weekend, so it's just like, yeah, I'll be out of town. So it's like, you know, this is new territory for me. So, but I trust Erica, man. She does phenomenal work. So, big trust. And, yeah, so I'm excited. I'm ready. Sabrina came into town to watch Dapper in Midnight while the move is going down. So, that's a load off my mental plate as well. The cats are going to be with her. That's a big load off my mental plate. Because I was like, I don't know where to put the cats, man. That was stressing me the fuck out, man. I was like, I don't know where to put the cats while the moving is going down. So she came to town. She gonna take Dapper at Midnight, and it's cool. That's they moms, so I ain't got to worry about Dapper at Midnight at all. So I'm like, oh, thank God, thank God. So there's that. Let me tell y'all something though, man. Moving is expensive. The stuff I've been doing, the money spent, is ripping my soul in half. I am just bleeding money. That's why I call this tour Replenish the Pockets, because everything is just, this after this after this after this. I'm just like, okay. It's just, and y'all been seeing the progress on the house, the remodels, this, that, and the third. People coming out to look at this. People redoing this. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm not even sure. Let me respond to this text real quick. Okay. So, but I want to ask y'all this. If you, let's say you lived alone, right? It's just you. And you got mad money. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me address a question in the chat where we were. Tone, how you gonna have a whole Instagram live but give the patron saints no love last week, man? Wait, when did I have a IG live? Did I do an IG live last week? I was shooting you was driving. Oh, when I was driving. I was just in traffic. But I had to address the food stamp situation. Oh yeah, yeah. I was live. But you know, I wasn't in the studio. It wasn't like a scheduled live. I just had to I just had to address that, and I was in traffic. I can't go live, because I couldn't come in the studio to do the podcast because I was shooting. Yeah, man, watch out. GT is who I am, man. Look out. What was I saying? All right, so let's say, all right. You live by yourself, right? And money's no object. Money's no object. How big do you need your crib to be? Are you getting the massive, epic Hollywood styled cribs? Or are you getting something cozy? At least 3 bedrooms. Tony, we are in an open relationship. You're allowed to go live. Cozy, y'all going cozy? Tiny home with high ceilings, at least 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. At least 3 bedrooms in a loft, 2 stories, 4 bedrooms, 2,000 square feet. I'm getting a bunker, 2,000 square feet, cozy, 3,000 square feet. 3 bedrooms, a dedicated gym, an office, and 3 full baths. I don't want a mansion, it's just me. If I was solo, small, and cozy, 2 bedrooms and a library, cozy. 4 bedrooms in the yard, big enough for a garden and play area for the dogs. 3,000 with a 2-car garage, 3 full baths is clutch. Okay. So basically, we on the same page. If I have a maid, give me 4,000 square feet? Damn. You need all that? And a big backyard? Dang, Jamal. Jamal need that vastness. He need all that. For me, because for me, like, it's just me, so I don't require a lot of house, because it's just me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't require, like, a massive spread. It's just me and the cats, you know? Sincere's up in San Francisco. So I like to feel cozy, like, you know, because I feel like if your house is too big, then you feel the isolation. Like, if you don't have a big family, you feel isolated. You feel, man, this is lonely, because it's just a massive space and it's just you. It's just like, nah, man, I like to feel nestled. Like he said on Seinfeld, I like to be nestled. And so, that was the vibe that I liked. That's what appealed to me, is like, man, I feel cozy up in here. You know? Because you got to know yourself. You got to know what you need. You got to know yourself. And I feel like this is what I do on the day-to-day. I come home, I'll be in my room chilling, or I'll be on the game, or I'll just be watching movies. That's it. That's all I do. Now, the big splurge I would want in, like, a bigger house is, like, a home theater. Sure. That would be my big, you know, that's my big, like, excess want. I'm just like, man, I would love a home theater. I would love that. But other than that, man, I'm simple, man. I'll be on the games. I'll be in the kitchen. Give me a kitchen where I can breathe in. And give me a cozy bedroom, cozy bathroom. That's it. So now, so I'm just looking at, because one of the houses that I looked at, it was super attractive. It was, it's bigger than the house I went with, but it wasn't like, it was more expensive, but also bigger, but also cheaper than that other one I kept looking at. And it was beautiful, y'all. I was like, man, this shit right here is fine. That house had face, ass, and titties. Whole shebang. But here's the thing. When I was up in there, I was just like, this is too much. This is too much. I was like, it's beautiful. But it's just too much for me. It's just me. I could see if I had a family, it'd been perfect. I mean, I do have a family, but you know what I mean. If I lived with a family, it'd been perfect for that. 3-car garage, but it had a pool. It had a little pool back there. The pool was sexy. This house was sexy, y'all. Big sexy. Had a little patio area that was mad vibey and sexy, man. The paint on the outside, it was just had a little sauna situation in the primary bedroom. I was like, oh, whoever did all this, man, they was in a bag. Kitchen was beautiful. Pantry was just the colors within the house. It was attractive, but it was just like, I just felt like it was too much just for me. I'm like, I'm going to be wandering around in here. And another drawback is I didn't want the pressure of the pool. The pool is high maintenance, man. You got to take care of that pool. You got to stay on top of the pool. And I was like, man, it's too much pressure. I ain't even going to be swimming like that. You got to know yourself. I know I ain't going to be swimming like that. You got to know yourself. Then it was too much carpet. It was carpet all up and throughout the upstairs. And I was like, see, I'm going to have to come in here and rip out all this carpet and put some floor down. And all the showers except for the primary bedroom, all of them had the murder curtain shower. All of them was just murder curtain. And I was like, I was just looking, I was like, man, I'm going to have to change all this. Now, granted, cut to me making mad changes to the house I decided on. which I didn't really expect to do, but I ended up doing anyway. So if I would have went with that other house, which is already more expensive, and then I would have made the changes with the carpet and the showers, I would have definitely needed the pockets replenished. And another drawback is in a gated community. I didn't like that. It was the gated community. I was like, nah, not feeling the gated community. Because my walk throughout that community would have been boring. And I didn't want that. I didn't want it. I get the benefits of a gated community, but I was like, nah, man. Because I be thinking about my walk. And what's important to me is that I want to feel cozy. I want my crib to be a vibe. And what's paramount for me is that I have to be attracted to the walking areas surrounding the house. Now, granted, it was all attractive, but it was just like kind of boring. It was just like, I'm going to have to walk out of this gated community to just to get my little 5 miles started. I got to walk out of the gated community. And I was just like, man, not feeling that. So I just went with the house that was already within my walking path. I was like, oh, this is already in my walking path. I'm going to just get this. And so, boom, pow. But like when I go to people's houses and like they got beautiful homes and it's like super nice and like, but if the walk around that house is not up to my liking, I'll be like, nah, I couldn't do it. I mean, the house itself is beautiful, but what's super important to me is what it's going to look like when I do my biblical walks. And I'm a walker. That's very important to me. And so the area all around the house has to be on point visually from a walking standpoint. I'm Christopher walking out here. I'm walking on sunshine. So that's it. Because I'll be seeing some beautiful houses, but like, driving up to some of those houses, you'd be like, ew. And not necessarily on the raggedy tip, but just on the unappealing tip visually. Just something about the vibe is just off, or it just feels too generic, or it's just like, man, where the character at? Like, nah. I'm out. I remember we had the Airbnb in Pasadena. Shortly after Serene passed, we were staying in that Airbnb for a while, and I was doing my walks in Pasadena. So I would walk. I was walking all over Pasadena, and then I remember one time I walked to Altadena, where the fires devastated that community, recently, and I was walking, around there. And I was like, yo, this is dope. But I had this particular street that I was walking down in Pasadena that I love. And I was like, yo, this street right here, this is my move right here. Walk down this street, walking that far, and then coming back up. It was this one super creepy house. This house was super creepy. I was like, what's going on in there? And I love like a creepy house in the community. I love that shit. Because I'd be looking at houses. I'd just be imagining who in there, who lived there, what's going on inside, what it smelled like, what it looked like, what's the cost. I'd be doing that all the time, and I love it. But that particular house, it was like sunken back off the street, and it just looked mad creepy. I put it all on my story at that time. It was like all on my Instagram or whatever, but it was just like, yo, what the hell is going on in that house? Who got murdered up in that house? And when I used to do my walks in Burbank, when I lived in Burbank, there was actually a murder house within my walking path. And that murder happened, like, I remember the day, well, I guess the next day after the night of the murders, I was walking. And then I saw, the police was out there, the yellow tape was up. And I was like, what's going on here? And then, you know, I couldn't go forward, so I had to dip around. And then, but then I did my little research. And I was like, oh, somebody got shot and killed. It was two people shot and killed. I was like, oh, snap, man, what the hell happened? Somebody died in the driveway. Somebody died within the house. I was like, what the hell is happening here? So then, you know, I don't know why I'm whispering, like, you know, but I'm whispering because it was a real murder. And so, you know, so I walk, I see the police tape. I see the police out there. I'm like, yo, something really went down. So I got on the internet and I was like, shootings in Burbank. And then I saw the address of the house. And I was like, oh, snap, that's the house on my walk. And it was like a nice house. You can tell it was like modern. It was a modern house. You could tell they bought that house and moderned it up. You could tell. I used to always walk past it. I used to look in that backyard. When I would walk past it, you can look over the wall for the backyard. They had a pool in the back and you can see the patio door. And I'd just be looking. So then, you know what I'm saying? So then once I did the research, and I was like, oh, snap, somebody got murdered up in there, shot and killed. I was like, oh, snap, that's serious business. So then when I continued to do my walk through that neighborhood, I was like, oh, that's the murder house. Oh, the tape is down so I can walk past. And so when I walked past, you know what I'm saying, I was looking around. I was like, oh, snap, man, what can I, you know, I think I saw like some blood stains on the driveway. And I'm familiar with blood stains from, you know, growing up in Chicago. I remember the first time I seen blood stains on the block when that cab driver had got killed right in front of the house. He got shot in the head. And then the dude ran back to Stateway Projects, but he staggered around to the little cafe motel situation and died over there. Poor cab driver. But his blood was on the sidewalk right in front of where we live. So we kept looking at the blood on the sidewalk like, yo, man, this the blood from the shooting. And I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm in elementary school. I'm just like, yo, murders really be happening out here. So fast forward to, you know, this murder house. And so I see the little blood stains on the driveway, and I keep walking, and I look in the yard over the wall, and I saw that the back patio window was shattered. So I don't know if they came in through the back patio, you know, I don't know what happened, but it was shattered. And then another day, you know what I'm saying? Another day I walked past. You know, I walk past and I'm looking, I'm being nosy, and I can hear somebody crying. And I was like, oh man, the devastation, it's devastation. So I was like, oh snap, man, they in their mourning. You feel me? And I was like, oh damn. But then later on, they like built like a higher wall situation. They built something on top of the wall so they can have some privacy in their backyard. So I couldn't be nosy no more. I couldn't be nosy. I was like, oh, snap, man. But yeah, man, the murder house. It was crazy. But it was on my walking path in Burbank. And I used to walk biblically in Burbank. Had it all. Just I had my little route, man. I had the short version if I didn't have a lot of time. And then I had the extended version when I had the time. And I used to just... That was my thing. That was my daily operation. And I still do it, man. I still do it. They say walking is very beneficial for your body, your heart, your mind, your skin. You get the vitamin D because you're outside. You're walking. You're exercising. You burn mad, especially if you walk fast, you're burning mad calories. And so, you know, I recommend it to all y'all, man. I recommend it to all y'all. I feel like, you know, just walk. You know, not everybody's a gym rat. I get it. I don't even like being in the gym. But that walk, man, and when I look at the calories I'm burning and stuff like that, and like, yo, and I just really notice a difference when I'm walking regularly. Yeah, man, it's a game changer. So, you know, get your walking in, y'all. Get that walk. If you're in the Midwest and, you know, it's cold as bricks outside, I get it. You can't walk just yet. But once that weather heats up a little bit, that springtime kick in, man, get outside and walk, man. Walk the community. Get your walking in, man. Enjoy. Enjoy. Anyway, man. Did I address everything I needed to address on this podcast? I feel like I did, but I kind of feel like I'm forgetting something. But I think I tackled everything I wanted to tackle on this particular episode. I'm going to keep y'all posted on the move on the next episode next week. Let y'all know how the move went, what went down, what happened. I'll talk about Miami and how that weekend went and what's going down and what went down. The Miami Improv, I'll talk about that. I'll talk about Phoenix, Arizona, because I'll be in Phoenix the following weekend. So, yeah, y'all. This was a very chill, simple, easy, you know, episode. The movie nights are coming soon. It won't be this week. I gotta get my movie nights back up. Once everything gets settled, then I'll be more comfortable to do the movie nights again. I just need to get my brain settled. My brain has been scrambled eggs, not only with the moving stuff, but also the tour and the promo. And then I was shooting crazy. Oh, let me tell y'all what I did. So last weekend, not this past weekend, but the weekend before that, I was in Tampa. So I had those shows in Tampa, Florida. So I had the shows in Tampa, Florida, Friday through Sunday. Monday, I flew to Detroit to shoot a movie. I shot two scenes for this movie, directed by Lil Rel. Shot that in Detroit. Detroit was cold as bricks. Penis was on shrink, nipples hard. All right, so I shot two scenes. So I flew to Detroit. They picked me up from the airport. I went straight in the wardrobe. Flew in Detroit, went straight in the wardrobe, trying to get my lines together, getting the outfit. That's why I had on the prison jumpsuit. Went straight to the set, shot that, wrapped, went back to the hotel. Had dinner with Rel and his assistant and one of the assistant directors. Then flew out the next morning, flew right back into LA, got picked up, went right to set to do rehearsal for the Upshaws. Did that. So I shot with them for the next 3 days. So like boom, boom, pow, bam. I was like, so my head was spinning. And so I was just like, then Friday was finally a day where I was just like, oh, I got a day of nothing. So it's been crazy, y'all. And mind you, I've been doing the updates and, you know, going back and forth with the interior design people and, you know, the move. So the movie nights will return, but just give me a second. Let me get my feet together. And then, you know, we'll be back on track. Yeah. So tomorrow I got to do press for Miami. So I'm going to do press for Miami. It's looking like she just texted me about a couple shows. And then I also had to scramble and do some things around the house. Erica's getting some moving boxes delivered to the house. I got to make sure my car's out the garage. Yeah, Sabrina's taking the cats tonight. I still need to pack for Miami. And then Thursday night is when I fly to Miami. And then as soon as I get to Miami, I got to do a promo for the show before we have the two shows that night. And then there's five shows in Miami. And then on Sunday, we're getting into a little adventure in the swamp. Allegedly, we're getting into a little adventure in Miami on Sunday in the swamp. With alligators and such. So, you know, I'll be keeping y'all posted on that to see how that goes down. Last time I was in Miami, I was chilling with those snakes. Y'all remember the snake footage where I had all those snakes on me? Same guys. So this time, you know what I'm saying? The gators. So, yeah. Sorry, Miranda, what was your question? Oh, yeah, I'm going to share it with y'all for sure. Oh, Nashville, man. Nashville going to be a good time. I always have a good time in Nashville. I always be shooting guns when I go to Nashville. Sometimes I go to the hood. It's going to be a good time. Are you bringing Lou and Keenan to Phoenix? Yes, I am. So it's going to be B. Lou and Keenan. It's going to be B. Lou and Keenan for most of the cities on my tour. And D.C. is going to be with me in D.C. It's going to be B. Lou in every city for the most part. Yeah. Watch out, man. One thing about me, I'm not scared of animals, but I respect the shit out of them. Meaning, even though I love animals, man. I love gators. I love them all. But I also respect what they're capable of and what they do. So I tread lightly. It's not out of fear. It's just out of caution and respect. Because I don't want to get my arm snatched off. I respect what you all about, what you do, and what you bring to the table. Okay? Oh, I'm glad, Miranda. I'm glad. So, you know, that picture I took and those videos I took with the gators at Gatorland in Orlando, I was right next to the gator. But when he moved, so did I. Just to be on the up and up. Just to be on the safe side. Okay? Just want to put that out there. Anyway, y'all, listen. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. I got to get the hell up out of here, man. Thank y'all. I love y'all and I care about y'all passionately, man. I appreciate y'all for supporting me and hanging in there and just hanging with me through all this, man. It's a lot going on. I know you missed the movie nights and I missed the movie nights. I ain't been watching nothing. So we hella behind. But I appreciate y'all. I don't know how to title this episode to make the title pop, to make viewers come in. Maybe Murder House. I don't know. I got to think of something to make the title pop to get clicks. Because it really wasn't nothing popping on the media tip that really caught my interest on what to talk about now. Oh, let me tell y'all this before I get out of here. The NAACP Image Awards. I almost forgot about this. I can't believe I almost forgot. So I was nominated for an Image Award for Outstanding Social Media Personality. I didn't win. I lost. But I appreciate everybody that voted. Thank you so much to the NAACP. It was an honor to be nominated. Thank y'all. I don't take it lightly. I didn't promote, you know, voting like I wanted to because I just felt given that the fires was going on, it just didn't feel appropriate. So I just chilled on the promo of that. But I fully am honored that I was even nominated. I didn't go to any ceremonies or anything because I didn't want to dress up. I didn't want to dress up. I was tired. It was a lot going on. I had all those shows in Tampa. I flew into Detroit to shoot a movie. I flew back to LA to shoot some shows. I was tired. I ain't even going to lie. I didn't have the time to get my wardrobe together and work with the stylist and get the hard bottoms going. I was happy to be doing nothing for a couple of days. So I just didn't feel like dressing up. And I'm sorry. Please don't hold it against me. Please don't put me on the blacklist. We never nominated him again. Nah, man. I took it seriously. I did. But I was tired and it was just getting me in a suit is a lot. And so I was just like, I ain't gonna make it, y'all. When I looked at everybody at the Image Awards, everybody was suited up, dresses popping. I was like, man, I don't want no parts of that. I didn't want no parts of dressing up, y'all. I'm sorry. And I know y'all be like, man, Tony, man, it's the Image Awards. And I was just like, I'm out, man. So I just told the guy, I was like, man, I'm not going. But again, thank you to everybody that voted. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the support and the love. and the votes. Thank you. And shout out to the NAACP Image Awards. Thank you for even acknowledging that I even existed and honoring me with a nomination. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I don't know what y'all are saying I'm lying about, but hush. That's all I got to say. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.